Well, good afternoon. This is Tom Alexander, and we're inside our New Music Spotlight. Today we have with us Pastor Solomon Bozeman of Seraphim Global Ministries. He's going to be sharing with us live here in the studio. And, of course, we want to share with you some of his new music as well. Good afternoon, Pastor Bozeman.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm blessed. I'm highly favored. Thank you so much. Yes, my name is Solomon Bozeman. I'm from Pensacola, Florida, pastor and founder of Seraphim Global Ministries. I've been here working in the community, and we're just glad to be here with you all. Thank you, Brother Alexander. We just released this new work, so we're excited about it.
Well, definitely. My first hearing of you on a professional level, back in 80, I think it was 84, 85, there was a song that 93BLX, our sister station, was playing. Elder James Simon was there, and there was a song called I Believe If I Go Away. Is that the name of it?
Yes.
And that was led by your wife.
You're absolutely Roslyn. Correct.
Shouts out to Roslyn. Good afternoon to you, Roz. That's my sister, y'all. But that song really took off on 93BLX, and I heard it every Sunday.
Amen. That's a blessing.
And I was like, they're from here? But that was a nice piece.
We thank God for that song. It did help us a lot in the surrounding area, in our community. And regionally, it really did really well. And we are so grateful for that and from that point on.
So tell us a little bit more about your global travels, because, you know, you do of your works in the presence as well, but you have traveled the globe and you've sung with some of the major gospel genres and productions, especially out of Harlem.
Yes, I had the privilege to be the musical director for the world-famous Harlem Gospel Choir, founded by a brother, Mr. Alan Bailey, is the founder of the world-famous Harlem Gospel Choir. I toured as the musical director for that choir for 7 years at least, but for 7 years, we toured with him all over the world as well. We got a chance to record with some very famous people. By working with that choir and Sony Corporation at the time, I was affiliated with Sony. We were able to achieve some as far as people call, some level of success and status in the music industry. So people will know who I am because I was a great songwriter. Billboard labeled me as a great songwriter. The people that I work with, jazz artists, I work with R&B artists, I've worked with gospel artists, of course, and hold a standard in this industry. So I've got a chance to work with a lot of great people, working with Seraphim as well. I have traveled Japan, just to name a few. We've traveled Japan, we've traveled in the South America, we've traveled Europe. We've just been all over the world and continue to work. We've been to Italy, we've been to Malta, we've been to Germany, we've been to France, we've been to the UK, we've been to Switzerland, we've been to Slovenia.
So let's talk about this new music that you're presenting today and share with us on this one called Why Don't You Try Him?
Yes, this song was a song that I wrote for the Lord, for his people. Sometimes, you know, if God don't send you, you're not going to get anything done. And sometimes when he sends you, there's obstacles that you have to climb or go through. Mm. And the operative word is that you're going to go through. You're not going to stay there if God had placed you in a certain place. But in my humanness, I get tired. I got tired of doing some things. I was just about to just give up. And in my heart and in my spirit, I commune with God a lot from the inside out, and he allowed me to go through that. He said, why are you depending on yourself? Did I not give this to you to do? So you need to lean and depend on me. And I should have tried him from the beginning. I should have leaned on him from the beginning. So I'm going to ask other people in this song, it is a question to ask people, why won't you just try God? He sent you. He won't leave you. He's always there for you. Just lean on him. And it's a question because I'm baffled when people don't lean on God, including myself. So that's the premise of the song. You know, just trust in God with all your heart and try him.
Thank you so much. And certainly we thank God for you. And we will look forward to those endeavors. Again, Solomon Bozeman, thank you for coming and sharing with us. And we're going to feature you on this new music spotlight this afternoon. Why don't you try him? Keep it locked in. Gospel 900 WGOK.